Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Have you heard about Next Stop Paris? Today you will. Why? It's the first original made-for-TV movie generated through artificial intelligence, and it will premiere this summer when Paris welcomes the 2024 Summer Olympics. Hear all about this venture. It's so controversial, and you'll hear, for sure, next. Also ahead, CBS News reboots its all-news net, a new advertiser blitz, and our new classic trivia question with three prizes. Count them, three prizes in play. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker and Tuner Radio, and present the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, the Zencastr Creator Network, and many more great podcast destinations. This just in, it's Earth Day 2024, Passover on the way, and tomorrow will be televised. Today's episode is brought to you by BlendJet, affordable blender letting you make fresh smoothies, shakes, or mixed drinks on the go, wherever you go. 59 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York, and on this Monday afternoon, Earth Day afternoon 2024, a few hours away from the start of Passover, the 8-day festival of freedom and light, we welcome you to the program all about TV's current and future. First of at least three episodes, maybe four episodes, we are doing this week. Happy to have you along for the ride to all of our Jewish listeners marking Passover. We hope that tonight marks the beginning of a safe and great festival of freedom and light for you and your loved ones. We have an interesting show for you today. No guests. However, we've got some guests coming up tomorrow and Friday for sure. We'll tell you about those in a few moments. And we want to hear from you. I'd like to hear, for those of you who may have seen the trailer for Next Stop Paris, which has been running on YouTube the last few weeks. If you've seen it, let me know. Give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere. You're catching us across the country, around the globe. You're on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or Tuner Radio. Or you can get them through our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. You will find the room at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. So get into the room, get on the phone. Love to hear you and what you have to say about Next Stop Paris, which we will get to after, along with our classic trivia question, new prize, etc. We'll get to all of that after these news notes. What was CBS News streaming network, playing through smart TV sets, devices, multi-channel bundles, became CBS News 24/7 earlier today. Under this conversion, new programs will premiere, current programs will expand, and more hours will be dedicated to live presentations. For starters, politics-minded America Decides expands to a full hour from 30 minutes later today, followed by John Dickerson's hour-long newscast, renamed The Daily Report Tonight, then running 90 minutes. Later this spring, and I should say it's running 90 minutes later this spring, before the end of June, the service will introduce a whip-around 24/7 live newscast and a late-night roundup program, including reports from correspondents at CBS affiliates. Fact-checking program CBS News Confirmed will debut this summer, and for now, weekends will consist largely of CBS Saturday mornings, 48 hours, 60 minutes, and Sunday morning marathons. Again, CBS News Streaming Network, now as of today, CBS News 24/7, playing on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles. Now, quickies. More than 300 companies entered the national TV advertising scene last year. Class of 2023 first-timers, from Temu to Popcorners, spent $1.4 billion on their messages, according to the Video Advertising Bureau. Another Netflix Live event heading your way soon. A celebrity roast of former NFL superstar quarterback and soon-to-be Fox Sports NFL analyst Tom Brady. Kevin Hart will be roastmaster of this ceremony, directed uncensored May 5th in primetime from the Kia Forum in Los Angeles. Renewals at Roku, unscripted series The Great American Baking Show, and Honest Renovations. Both programs also get seasonal specials included in their respective renewals. And Off Script with The Hollywood Reporter, which picked up a Daytime Emmy nomination last week, will start its second season May 24th on IFC, also going to AM Plus later on. Yvonne Orji returns to host this 5-episode run. And that is news notes for today. Again, it's the first of at least 3 episodes we are doing this week. We will be back with you tomorrow at this very same time. And joining us as our lead guest will be, from the new Roku fantasy saga, The Spiderwick Chronicles, we'll have developer, head writer, and executive producer, Aaron Eli Kalik. And then, on Friday, have we got a program for you. As you may know, we have had an incredible almost 4 months of outstanding miniseries premiering all over the place, like Shogun and like The Sympathizer, which premiered a few weeks ago on HBO to sensational reviews. A lot of people think it's going to be in the hunt for some Emmy Awards this September. Well, we're going to introduce you to one of the co-stars of that series, headed by Robert Downey Jr. Her name is Kai Julian. And incidentally, this is an actress who beforehand was one of Vietnam's most popular television personalities. She'll be with us as our lead guest. And if you haven't seen The Sympathizer yet, you can watch it weekly on HBO and also presented on Max, on smart TV sets and bundles and smart TV devices too. And believe it or not, next Wednesday, Series Fest, the annual Denver-based television festival, begins its 10th year. We'll have an exclusive interview previewing the event with director of filming Claire Taylor. It's all coming away Tuesday, then Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tamaki Televised, exclusively. And there's also a possibility that either this Wednesday or Thursday, we hope to have a reset from last week. The executive producer of Secrets of the Octopus debuted last night on National Geographic, now on today on Disney Plus and Hulu. That is Adam Geiger. We're waiting for word from his publicist about that. We hope to have that word for you on tomorrow's episode when we bring you our guest from The Spiderwick Chronicles on Roku. Now time for our new classic trivia question. We have got three prizes in play for you. We're out to close our second weekly winner in a row after we had our first winner in a long time from Jeff Meyer of Los Angeles, California. And we have three prizes in play for our question. We have a deck of playing cards from the Asian American service Chime TV, also known as Golden TV. We have a Starbucks card from the great people at Moon Rock. And we have a two-CD musical thing for you. It's called Songs for Japan. Came out over a decade ago, and it mixes classic songs with live performances, along the likes of John Lennon singing Imagine, U2 with Walk On, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Lady Gaga with a version of Born This Way, Irreplaceable from Beyonce, Bruno Mars with Talking to the Moon, and also Katy Perry, Justin Timberlake, Lady Antebellum, Bon Jovi, Michael Bublé, Adele, Elton John, John Mayer, Queen, and many, many more. A great two CD set, Songs for Japan, so along with the Chime TV playing cards and our Starbucks card provided by Moon Rock, those are the prizes in play if you know the answer to this question. Since we did so well with our last classic trivia question, which was to complete the title, we're going to do it again. Complete the title of this 1972-74 syndicated and animated series. Wait till blank, 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 blank. Complete the title of this 1972-74 syndicated and animated series from Hanna-Barbera, blank, 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 blank. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Email entries only. If you're a previous guest or a winner on this program of our trivia segment, you are not eligible. And if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow on Facebook and X or Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. Again, three prizes in play, our Starbucks card provided by Moon Rock, playing cards by Chime TV, and the two CD musical set, Songs for Japan, with a wide variety of great musical artists in play for you. One last time, here's our classic trivia question. Complete the title of this 1972-74 syndicated and animated series, Wait Till blank, 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 blank. Know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. And again, if we don't get a winner by the end today, post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook and X or Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to play in. Do so. And, of course, all the very best. In a moment, the furor about Next Stop Paris and why it is very, very controversial and why this new made-for-TV movie could very well be a universe buster in television. But before we get to that, here's a message from our great friends at BlendJet. If your blender is bulky and a super pain to operate, I got an idea for you. Give BlendJet the super opportunity to make fresh smoothies, shakes, or mixed drinks an easy pleasure. You know, BlendJet is so portable to work up a smoothie at the office or your favorite protein booster at the gym or a poolside margarita. BlendJet's also quiet to operate and remarkable and rechargeable on the go. So I just got one question for you. What are you waiting for? All you got to do is go to BlendJet.com. That's BlendJet.com. Grab yours today. When you do, be sure to use the promo code TELEVISED to get 12% off your order plus free two-day shipping. Once again, all you got to do is go to BlendJet.com. Grab yours today. Use that promo code TELEVISED, T-E-L-E-V-I-S-E-D, to get 12% off your order plus free two-day shipping. What a deal to blend anytime, anywhere with BlendJet, the portable blender letting you make fresh smoothies, shakes, and mixed drinks on the go, wherever you go. We're getting ready for a lot of people to check out the Summer Olympics in Paris in 2024. And when that happens this summer, something else looks like it's going to happen that may be far more controversial and far more consequential for you as a TV viewer and for the TV industry overall. And to share what I mean, I'm going to provide two bits of context. Bit number one, believe it or not, it was a year ago that the Writers Guild of America, followed by the Screen Actors Guild in conjunction with AFTRA, went on strike for a number of reasons. There were a lot of demands that they were getting into in terms of getting paid for their work on mega content services like Netflix, Hulu, Paramount Plus, etc. But the big story, the big issue that both these unions had, which led to strikes that lasted longer than anybody expected and pretty much screwed up the 2023-24 television season, at least the first half of it, was because of the fear of what artificial intelligence, AI, was going to do to their field. And we said this numerous times over the last year, that artificial intelligence is going to have a major impact on how TV is created and produced. It's already having an impact in TV because every TV set, every smart device that has been out in the market over the last 3 years or so has artificial intelligence, AI software built in that allows you to manipulate the set with your voice, with a voice remote. If you're playing video games, let's say from Samsung or LG on the TV set, and you don't need a console like an Xbox or PlayStation on the set to operate, you just use a joystick. Why? Because of the artificial intelligence AI in the set. And for other things you want to do, you can use audio features like Siri, Google Assistant, Alexa, and control the set with your voice or voice remote. Why? Because of artificial intelligence. And for the writers and the Screen Actors Guild, that was by far the biggest issue, with the fear of, if we don't put barriers, if we don't put guardrails, if we don't limit what AI can do that impacts us as writers, as producers, as actors, that we're going to become obsolete at some point. That was the fear, and it was addressed under the new agreements that ultimately were approved and ratified by both unions. Now, of course, we have the situation with IATSE and the Teamsters. We suspect that AI is going to have an issue there too, although it looks pretty good that we may avoid a strike. Why? Because a lot of the IATSE unions, IATSE is the Association of Theatrical and Stage Employees, from cinematographers to filmmakers and so forth, so far individual unions have made, majority of them, have made deals with the Alliance of Motion Picture and TV Producers. So far, so good. The big negotiations have yet to come, but this is a very good start to making sure we don't have a strike. Yet, the issue of AI is still out there. So that's one bit of context. Here's the second bit of context. Last year, TCL, one of the top TV set makers in the world, not just the United States, in the world, and I've seen their sets. They're gorgeous. The picture quality is gorgeous. I see them when Pepcom does their special events here in New York, usually the Metropolitan Pavilion on 18th Street in Midtown Manhattan, Chelsea District. Here's the thing. They, last August, announced we're going to launch a multi-channel bundle. We're going to follow what Samsung and Vizio and LG have done, where we're going to create a bundle like Xumo, like Pluto TV, like Fubo, like Tubi, and we're going to have hundreds of channels that you'll be able to watch on your TCL TV set. And that's been running since last August. At the same time, when they made this announcement last August, they also said, we're going to also work with independent content makers, create interactive programming. We've come up with a technology called IDEO, or IDEO, or IDEO, you take your pick on how to pronounce it, that would allow interactive programming to be presented on the set so that viewers could do all sorts of things, whether it's order a recipe, order merchandise products, maybe change the plot of a show, etc. What we didn't know last August is that TCL had bigger ambitions, not just to create with others interactive programming, not just to create their own expandable multi-channel bundle, but to get into the content-making business. And they've done it. They now have their own special organization here in the United States called TCL TV Studios. And these studios have executives that have experience at places like Netflix and NBC Universal. And they have a very big agenda. And that agenda is to create all sorts of scripted and unscripted television, some of which, series or specials or movies, would be interactive. Some would generate AI in the production of their work. And a few weeks ago, TCL released a trailer, 1 minute or so, on YouTube that you can watch anytime you like for their first effort. It is a made-for-TV movie called Next Stop Paris. It is a romantic comedy. And it's about two people who meet on a train ride to Paris, fall in love with themselves and the city. And what makes this trailer and this made-for-TV movie, first out of the block from TCL, is that it was totally developed and generated through artificial intelligence. The actors use their voice. And everything is generated by AI. The images by AI. The faces you see by AI. The voices are real. They are by actors. And already this trailer has gotten itself into a lot of controversy. Now, I've seen the trailer twice. You remember the movie The Polar Express with Tom Hanks? Remember the fear that that happened, Robert Zemeckis' movie, which is an animated film, that because of the way it was done using the technology of motion capture, and it's the first time that had ever been used in a movie before, and the fear that gave, and it, now it's become a television tradition. It's played, you know, every Christmas on Freeform and other places. Well, that's the kind of furor, maybe even bigger furor, that this movie is making. Oh, by the way, Rick Webb, our super fan from Philadelphia, is now in our chat room. So, Rick, if you want to get involved in the conversation, put your thoughts in the room or give us that call, 646-652-2906. And as soon as I see you got something to say, we'll have you say it one way or the other. So already, in the few weeks that this trailer has come out, and by the way, TCL has not given us a date yet as to when this film is going to run. And right now it looks like it's going to run exclusively on TCL TV sets, which are not just available in the United States, but all over the world. Like I said, they're one of the largest makers of smart TV sets around. But already it has gone bananas with a lot of people who are like wondering, oh my God, sky is falling on AI, and AI is just going to devour us again. Some, like Shelley Palmer, who has been on this program before, earlier this year, has a very interesting take. He thinks that, yes, there's a lot to dislike about this film, at least from the one-minute trailer. And nevertheless, it's, in his word, amazing. And he also goes further to say, in a recent blog post, that the development of AI for content on television is going to evolve fast, much faster than you and I or people in the industry or anyone thinks, because the technology itself is moving so fast as to what it can do and what it can be. And that is why there is a great deal of buzz, positive, negative, in between, about A, the movie, B, TCL jumping into the content-making business with this movie, and see what the impact is going to be. Because in some stories, the people behind TCL Studios have said, hey, this is not the last project we're going to do with AI. We're going to do more with AI. Remember last Monday, I had Stephen LeBlanc on, the former Fox and Game Show Network executive, who now is a big entrepreneur in the area of TV research, and I asked him point blank, hey, if this movie is going to be coming out soon, how soon is it going to be before we have the first AI scripted series totally generated by this technology or its offshoots? And he had a lot to ponder. And I invite you, by the way, if you haven't heard our interview with Stephen LeBlanc, which includes that question, do so at blogtalkradio.com/televised, collegetelevised.com, our website with the great people on Podium, or on many podcasts. There is no question that TCL is on a course to create content, lots of content, some generated by AI, some not, and some interactive and some not, which is why we are putting in a request, and we have with TCL's people, to get the people behind this movie, Next Stop Paris, to come on our program and give us the whole 10 yards about TCL TV Plus, about this movie, about their AI plans, and where they see the technology going and their studio complex going. And I promise you, you're going to hear more about this as time goes on. You also wonder whether, with the Summer Olympics taking place in Paris, which you'll be able to watch on Peacock and NBC, and in Spanish on Telemundo and Universal and Peacock, whether TCL will try to do a tie-in with the Summer Olympics in Paris. Pretty natural thing. What do you think? So anyway, we will keep you posted. And like I said, we have made the request to have the people behind this movie and TCL TV Studios on this very program. And as soon as we hear from them and we find out if they're going to join us or not, we'll obviously let you know. In the meantime, I'd like to hear, you can hear about, you can watch actually the trailer for Next Stop Paris, that's Next Stop Paris from TCL on YouTube. And I believe we have a call. Hello, you're on Tomorrow Be Televised. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Simon. It's Rick Webb calling from Philly.
Rick, great to have you on the program again today. So have you seen Next Stop Paris?
I did just watch the trailer earlier, and I don't know. My opinion is it's pretty awful. I mean, even the writing in the trailer. I just did some homework, and I read that wasn't written with AI, but it wasn't written by a writer either. It was written by their chief content officer and chief creative officer.
Right. So the people who are heading TCL TV studios. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I see how it could easily be made better, though. Like, there's some weird flubs, and like the train tracks look like they're moving, and so some of the animation's just bad. But I see how, like, if they ran it through another pass, like just took what's already made and ran it through again, and actually, I don't know, even the voice acting seemed like they didn't care quite so much. It was kind of flat. But nonetheless, I definitely see where in the future it can be used a lot, frankly, especially if it were like darker, if it were like a darker movie where you don't have to see everything. Like, I think they really overshot trying to do like Paris, someplace that everybody knows, where like if it were like a Nosferatu in a dungeon with rocks in the background and stuff like that, and it's really dark, like, I don't think you'd notice it so poorly. But here, when it's like such detailed graphics of the Eiffel Tower and train tracks and things like that, I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to do with this, because it just, to me, it just looked awful.
You know, Rick, I saw the trailer twice, and yes, there's a lot of weird things about it, as you just mentioned. Some of the images are striking, though. You got to give them credit for that. And I think you raised a very good point, which is we may not see the full thing about this. You got to remember that sometimes you will have a trailer for a movie and you come away with saying, oh, it's a terrible film or a terrible series, and it turns out to be something great. So you sometimes have to watch the, you know, first impressions might not be the big impression overall, ultimately. However, the point you raised, which is great, which is because this is artificial intelligence generated, who's not to say that they could, between now and some when they release this movie on TCL TV sets that and through TCL TV Plus, that they will make changes. They'll take the criticism that's coming out, like you said, like, you know, have the train trucks be lighter, have the Eiffel Tower look this way, whatever, and they can make the changes on the fly.
Yeah, I really don't know why they didn't do that. Maybe they're just trying to cause some turmoil on purpose to get attention, which would be a pretty slick move. because I've done stuff with AI, just full disclosure, more like with photography than video. But I've even seen with the video where you can just take a little chunk, run it through again, and it'll and kind of tell it like to fix certain things. And it seems like they just didn't do that at all. And like some of the write-ups on it that they had animation people in four different countries doing this, and it really seems like something that some college kids did, to be honest.
I think, like I said, this is just the beginning of a huge, could be a monumental story for television this year, because if this AI-generated movie gets anywhere, it will certainly open up the door for others, whether produced by TCL or other people, and it opens up the door again to when we're going to see a scripted series, when we're going to see an unscripted series being done in AI. And it's just showing also how fast this technology is going and the fact that TCL, like I said, one of the top TV set makers in the world, wants to make more of a splash in the United States. So that's why they formed this studios unit, and they hired people from the likes of Netflix and NBC Universal with experience to do it. And keep in mind also that TCL does have a reputation for very outstanding picture quality. So I think that's going to come into play. I've seen their sets showcasing all sorts of different images, and they're striking. Tremendously striking. So they may be using the feedback they're getting from all over the place, and they'll incorporate it in whatever changes they have to make this movie more attractive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, this could just be a big marketing move. I mean, put something out there that looks terrible. People will watch just to see how bad it is, and then they actually fixed it, and it actually looks a whole lot better. Then they'll get twice as much press. So this could be a genius move. So we'll see.
Like I said, we're attempting to get the people from TCI TV Studios come on this program and give us the whole 10 yards of what they're doing, because it's very clear that the TCL really wants to be in the content making business on their own, not just partnering up with other people. According to some of the stories I read, which you read, they have a very ambitious agenda. They really want to make content, and they want to make it very affordable. Because don't forget, smart TV prices are coming down all the time, smart devices too. So given their status, they may have a fan base that's willing to say, okay, we'll try this with you, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, and the one article, the scary thing, and I wonder what you think about this, is with AI, well, now you don't even need the studio so much. So the one person wrote, I await Samsung's horror movie and 7-Eleven's political thriller. So in other words, like the advertisers could just go, why can't you use it? Why just advertise? Why don't we just make the darn, you know, whole thing? So it's going to be an interesting few, the next couple of years, Simon.
It is, Rick. And keep another thing in mind, too. As of last fall, if you have Amazon Fire TV, either as a TV set or a stick or a box, whatever, you already have generative AI built into your box or that set or that stick that allows you to create your own video art gallery. Put together, like, you know, the great masters, the contemporary artists, put them all together in, let's say, a slide-type show display or whatever, and you can do that on the TV set anytime you like. Plus, you can also create your own video art and display that on the television set. And again, that's because of generative AI. And I believe LG also has a video art gallery service as well. Not video art making put on the set, but video art gallery making. So generative AI in these sets and these devices, that's going to really come into play, particularly for creators.
Well, it's amazing times, and I want to learn more about it at the ground level as well, for myself, you know, and maybe for you as well. Maybe you can learn some about it and put out your own TV show and let the AI
do it. You never know. Hey, you never know. No question about it. This will either be TCL's folly, or this will be their entryway and maybe the TV industry's entryway into a whole new universe that nobody – nobody ever could have imagined, not even a year or two ago.
Absolutely, it's the truth, and it's coming. So better be ready.
You got it, Rick. Thanks again for all the comment. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Simon, and good Yom Tov to you, and happy Hanukkah and Passover, and oh, it's only Monday. I'm already thinking that it's Tuesday already. So so I'll catch you tomorrow, hopefully as well.
All right, you got it, Rick. Take care. Enjoy. Rick Webb, our super fan from Philadelphia, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. And to Rick and his family and all the folks in Philadelphia marking Passover, again, a very wonderful, joyful, and super peaceful event that starts tonight and runs into next Tuesday afternoon. That will do it for this edition of Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Again, I do invite you to check out Next Stop Paris. The trailer is now running on YouTube. I'd love to hear what you think. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Or find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, or X or Twitter. Again, coming your way tomorrow, this very hour on this program, we will have an exclusive interview with the developer and executive producer of Roku's fantasy saga, The Spiderwick Chronicles, Aaron Eli Khalid. And on Friday, we will have the co-star of the acclaimed new HBO miniseries, The Sympathizer, Kai Duren. And from SiriusXM, marking its 10th anniversary as one of the top, maybe the top TV festival now, from Denver, Colorado, Director of Programming Claire Taylor. SiriusXM 10 begins a week from Wednesday. And again, we may hopefully have some news as to whether or not we will have our reset interview with the executive producer of Secrets of the Octopus, premiered on Nat Geo last night, now running on Disney Plus and Hulu, Adam Geiger, live from Australia. So stay tuned. We may have that news for you tomorrow. If you came in late on today's episode, want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to the homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out anytime on tomorrowbetelevised.com for the great people on podium or on a podcast site near you like iHeartRadio, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, YouTube Music, and many, many more. I'd love to hear what you think about Next Step Paris. What do you think about this made-for-TV movie? What's your thoughts about AI and how big is it going to be for television making? Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to include your name and where you're emailing from. Remember, that's how you get involved in our classic trivia question of the week. We're going for our second weekly winner in a row, three prizes in play. So get on the horn now for that. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Find me anytime on social media, Facebook and LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. However you respond with me, I respond back to you within 24 hours. That's our promise to you, because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants. They are not, say, those of Block Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio, and other carriers of this very program. Andy Toe is BTR's General Manager. Dave Sonnenberg is Content Executive. Websites provided by On Podium. Guitars Vegas is our web coordinator. Today's episode is brought to you by BlendJet, the portable blender letting you make fresh smoothies, shakes, and mixed drinks on the go, wherever you go. Remember, if you want to get one, go to BlendJet.com. Be sure to use the promo code TELEVISED to get 12% off your order and free two-day shipping. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your Monday. If you're marking Passover starting tonight, please have a fantastic time and celebrate this festival, annual festival of light and freedom. And let's also have your thoughts and prayers for the state of Israel and for the Middle East in general. We'll be back tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio, and all of our podcasts and web affiliates. Whatever you're doing between now and then, make it safe. Make it great for you and others you love. Again, a very happy Passover to all celebrating. And remember, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with you. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.